NFL, and he fits right in with that. We definitely need a camera in our locker room. Like, we need our own reality show. You know what I mean? Ravens Uncut. It had to be a cable show, though, because I don't think y'all be able to show the stuff that goes on in there, especially with Bernard and Vontae. Oh, God. Those guys just don't like clothes, like, ever. We're like, dude, have some self-respect, okay? Put some clothes on. I'm sorry. Ask the question again. I was playing with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying this. All right. Go ahead. Ask again.
Why this year as opposed to previous year?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I thought last year I was like, for sure, we had a Super Bowl team. You know what I mean? And but then, you know, I got that reality check, you know, when we lost the AFC Championship game. And it was like, you don't know what a Super Bowl team looks like because you've never been on one. So, you know, we've been in the top five of defense since I've been here. You know, this was the first year we wasn't. So, I guess that in last year we got beat by the 31st, the 32nd defense in the AFC Championship. So, I guess that's all they are, just numbers. You know what I mean? It's just rankings. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, only thing that really matters is wins and losses. So, I guess this team, you know, I guess we stopped worrying about, you know, only giving up X amount of yards and giving up X amount of points and just got the W by any means necessary. So, hey, why you in they shot like that, though? But go ahead.
So many people, I like that you worry about it, but that's good. So many people talk about Ray, his last ride. You know, it seems like people forget, but Ed's been around for a while, too.
Yeah.
How doing it for Ed? Is there part of that feeling?
Well, we don't think Ed Reed's going anywhere anytime soon. You know what I mean? He's Superman. You know what I mean? He can cover both halves of the field. And very smart and intelligent. But we do want to do it for Ed as well, too. I mean, he's just a year older than me, but not in age-wise, though. He's a little bit older that way. But that's just the persona he want to get at everybody. You know, he's an old soul. You know what I mean? His group is, you know, Frankie Beverly and the Maze. You know, he like the old school stuff. Like, dude's got, he got an old soul. He's a real soulful dude. So, but we want to get it done, you know, not just for Ray, but for all our vets, you know what I mean? And all our fans, our city, you know, it's been time. We've been a dominant team for years, but we didn't have the championships to show it. So now we got the opportunity to get one. No problem. Yeah, it's focus, man. He's focused, you know what I mean? He really wants to get this done. You know what I mean? It's the most important thing on not just his plate, but all of our plates. So he definitely spent a lot of time with himself. So
what's that feeling
that, like,
you know, among the entire team?
No, we respect it. We know exactly what he's doing and what he's going through. So we respect it. You know, all of our NFL careers are going to, you know, rise and set like the sun, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think, you know, come February 3rd, the sun was set on Ray Lewis's career. So, I mean, but it kind of put all of us in perspective that, you know, we too, one day the sun will set on our NFL career. So, you know, I mean, after 10 years, you know what I mean? I've been in this game. This is my first time ever being in the Super Bowl, and for Ray Lewis, after 17 years, it's only his second. And, you know, for the price that man has paid, he's paid the ultimate sacrifice. He's given blood. You know, he sacrificed his body. You know what I mean? And to only be in this game twice, it don't add up. So you definitely got to take advantages of the times you do get here. So. I don't even know, like, who the guy is or, like, what the whole circumstance is because we didn't pay attention to it. We knew it's all nonsense and it's all just a way to distract us from our goal, and it's just a way to not only that, to tarnish his legacy, and we're not going to give into it, so I'm not going to let you give into it. I know it's your job, but when I tell you that, it's just it's nonsense, like, this is the best they can come up with now. All right, whatever. We just laugh it off, man. It's nonsense. Don't nobody that that's only in Oliver Stone films. You know what I mean? That stuff don't happen in real life. We done? What's up, man? That's a sharp shoot, man. I like the skinny tie, man.
You like it?
Got your European on. We call it the Euro. I like it.
Ted Monachino.
What about him? He hasn't played a role in my life at all. He's been coaching me since college, and I've had no success because of him at all. Nah, all BS aside, I love Coach. You know what I mean? In college, I turned the corner as a player when he became my coach. And, you know, I had a down year in 2009. They hired Coach Monachino. And then I was back to rare form. I was actually better than I've ever been as a professional before. You know, I had the good year in 2010. And then last year, you know, we won the Defensive Player of the Year together. And that's where he said, that's the first thing he said to me, you know, when he got the job back with the Ravens. He was like, yo, I want us to be Player of the Year again. You know, he's Player of the Year in college. So I was like, all right, well, let's do it. And we got right back on the path, and we picked up where we left off. So he's definitely he could be a head coach. So he definitely could be a head coach, if not even, I mean, even if just a coordinator. He could do both, because he's that type of guy. He's a player's coach, and he's only got one thing in mind: winning. Let's win, baby.